Welcome to the Humanity Matters podcast, where we discuss and reflect on faith and philosophy, leadership and social issues. We want to engage in ideas and what it means to be a free human being in the pursuit of human flourishing. For more information, please visit our website, philipfletcher.org. And now, the Humanity Matters podcast. Good morning to everybody here at UCA and online. Thank you for the opportunity, Stephen, Brittany, to be able to speak into your lives about the impact that you have had here at the University of Central Arkansas in the lives of one another, whether you're faculty, staff, or students, but then also where you are located here in the city of Conway in the state of Arkansas. And what Brittany said, all of my stuff, is that you do matter. And that what you do has an influence right now, but also in the future. And so I just wanted to talk to you for a few minutes about your impact now and in the future. Impact. Having influence, an individual, or a thing, or an action. An individual, a thing, or an action that when it is put into reality, you know his or her or its presence. So let's talk about the first thing, living as a genuine human being. So we're not talking about things. We're not talking about actions. We are talking about human beings, people, individuals who are tied together by a fundamental reality. Now, I believe there's a sacredness to all of us here. There is a sacredness that runs through every man and woman, every faculty member, every staff member, and every student. There's a sacredness that ties each of you together. And what ties you together transcends your degrees, it transcends your classifications, it transcends how long you have been here, whether you're a freshman, sophomore, fifth year, senior, graduate student, doctorate, or whether you got the main seat over there in the office. Fundamentally, you are tied together. And because you are tied together, you have common capacity to imagine, to dream, to plan, to communicate, to grieve, to celebrate, to be angry, to act, tied together, and at some point, each and every one of you have that opportunity to express one of those capacities. I'm excited about what I'm doing. I have this idea about what we want to do. Let's get some students together. Let's have a faculty meeting. Let's get the staff together. Let's imagine. Let's think about what the future could be. But then here's the other thing. Yes, you are tied together. But the other thing that is so beautiful is the fact of the diversity, the multiplicity of colors, and I don't mean skin color, the panorama that is in this place. What I'm speaking to is the individual character that exists in this room and on this campus that is expressed in the students, the faculty, and staff. You don't want to be the same. You don't want to think the same. You don't want everybody to major in the same degree. You need individuals who say, you know what? I know how to fix things so that the faculty can go in and they can turn the lights on. I need somebody who's gonna make that food down in the cafeteria so that I can eat. But I also need that one person who just likes to sit in the office and do numbers all day. Oh my gosh, but thank God, because I have to get paid in my payroll. I know, yeah. I told her she's the most important person on campus. But nonetheless, we're tied together by sacredness, but then also each one of you brings something to this campus. And it's necessary that each one of you bring your full self to this campus. You would be cheating the students. You would be cheating your peers. You would be cheating this campus if you did not bring your full self to this campus. So yes, you do your research, quantitative, qualitative, going through these tests, sitting here, doing literature reviews, typing and typing and typing and typing. Yes, that's part of you, but that's not all of you. Because there's other things that you can offer faculty. For the staff, who essentially functions as the bridge between the student and the faculty. Yes, you're in your offices, you're doing your work, you're maintaining the infrastructure, sustainability is important, but there's other things that you also bring to the table. Bring your full self. Because in bringing your full self, Ms. Strickland, by bringing your full self, there's an intimacy that will begin to develop between you and I. And the intimacy that I speak about is not the intimacy in the eros sense, but the intimacy that I speak of is in that phileo friendship sense, and even to a higher degree, that agape sense, is that when I am in an intimate relationship on this campus between me and you, I begin to understand what makes you tick. And I begin to understand how to communicate to you differently than my intimate relationship in communicating to Steve. And in that intimate relationship, I begin to then understand, wow, I have this project that came across my desk. Charlotte would be amazing at that. Let's go, Charlotte, let's go to Starbucks over there. Let's just sit down and let's talk about this thing. And maybe the intimate relationship that you have with somebody else on campus, you're like, you know what, Philip, I'm gonna bring such and such to the table and we're gonna sit down. You know, I know this student, this high-speed student, they're a freshman, I'm gonna bring them to the table as well. The intimacy that should be cultivated in this place so that you can have an impact on the students, the faculty, and staff will be boundless. And so cultivate friendships on this campus. Cultivate friendships that lead you and then together on a destination that is going to be a benefit for not only yourself, but for your peers, and then by extension, this campus. So, enjoy skipping stones at the water. You've got to be before. Go to the river, tow us up, pick up some rocks. See that rock skip? Just a little rock. Just pick up several. Hey, that went far. That rock went further. That rock went further. The enjoyment of skipping the rock. But it's not necessarily the rock. It's what happens when I skip the rock and the ripples that are created by something so small, just a subtle action, that when the rock initially hits the water, it's a very small, and then it gets larger, then it gets larger, then it gets larger, then it gets larger. You don't have to do big things on this campus. Do one small action. And that one small action begins with yourself. And that one small action may involve a need to communicate to him or to her this idea I have. I'm nervous. I don't even feel qualified. I don't have those letters behind or in front of my name. But what I've seen, what I've heard in that intimate relationship with others around campus, if I just approached one person, this one small act, what could the outcome be? Enjoy skipping stones. Look at where you're at. Now, when I moved here 15 years ago, a lot of this was like new buildings over there. Bruce wasn't there. Wasn't there at all. Heck, I remember a trailer park over there. There was no bridge going across Dave Ward. There's definitely UCA downtown was not there. I can't even remember what was there, actually. But that started by one small act. I have an idea. And again, it does not need to originate right there with Houston Davis. It does not need to originate with the Board of Trustees. It can originate with one student or one faculty member. One individual that says, you know what? I'm going to go to Lake UCA and I'm going to skip a rock and I want to see the impact. So you do that as an individual. But then what does it look like when you come together and do that as a group? What does it look like when an individual has a goal and then that individual finds other individuals on this campus that have a similar goal And those individuals come together and say, hey, you know what? I believe this about the university. And I have this goal for the university. And so what would it look like if we came together to initiate and carry out this goal? What would be the ripple effect a year from now, 5 years from now, 20 years from now? Because you do understand that you yourself are in the ripple effect of something that somebody did 15 and 20 years ago on this campus. And so what will the impact be on this campus once you are gone? What could you do for your department? What could you do for student programming? What could you do? What would the legacy, the impact be 20 years from now for some freshman who is coming from Louisiana, far away from home for the first time? And they're able to negotiate this campus because of the act of one of you today. So Marcus Aurelius said, you can leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. How are you using your time? How are you using the fact that you're a human being, the skills, the talents, the capacities that you have? How are you using it to not only improve your own life, but the lives of others on this campus? How are you using that time? How are you using your resources? How are you using it? If this moment was it, let that truth be the influence, be the impact on what you say and do and think moving forward. What will your own legacy be? So courage to meet the future you. The future. Future. Past is the past. We are, as individuals, as a campus, an assembly of the past. You are who you are because of the positive and the negative things that have happened. This campus is what it is based off of the positive and negative things that have happened in the past. The present you have control over. You know, I want to do this. I don't want to do that. I've got the information. It's cold. I'm going to stay and watch this thing on live stream. Or it's not cold for me, so I'm going to be here. It's the present you have control. The future, that's the unknown. That's where chaos is. The future is uncertainty. The future is, I don't know. I got the application, but I don't know. Did I say something? The future, where there's no control, where we feel like we have no power. But to have the courage to meet your future self. So the first thing is, how do you envision your future self? Student, faculty, staff? Have you asked that question before? How do you envision who you're going to be 5 years from now on this campus? Will you be on this campus? And the second thing is this. What is it that you have of value right now? Other than family, children. But what is it that you have of value right now that you're willing to offer to obtain something of greater value, which is your future self? So I usually ask people to ask two questions. You've envisioned your future self, ask yourself, what are those things you want to do that's going to make you happy? Versus what are those things you want to do that's going to be for your good. I love ice cream. Love it. Fridays is ice cream. I can eat ice cream every day. That would make me happy. But is that for my good? What's for my good is to have a diet, if you will, where I could incorporate having ice cream once a week. Because what's for my good is extending my life and making sure my insides are good, right? In the same vein, ask yourself on this campus, in order to have an impact, a positive impact, what are those things that you're going to do that is going to be for your good, but also for the good of the campus? Versus, now I'm going to come the way of the students, just going to make you happy. Come on, like undergrads, there's a lot of things you can do to make you happy on campus. Like you got Greek Row down there, they do a lot of happy things, right? Parties and staying up late and missing class. That staying up late made you happy, but was it for your good? So ask yourself, is it for my good or is it for my happiness? It's scary to go out into the unknown. It's scary to leave what is comfortable to you. The Disney movie Lion King. Simba is in paradise. He's left Pride Rock. He's been told by his Uncle Scar to run and never come back. And so Simba has found his paradise. Got the song, Hakuna Matata. He's got Timon and Pumbaa. He's eating grub. For him, life is happiness. That's valuable to him. It's comfort. It's stability. It's order. It's not chaotic. I don't have to face the memory of my father falling to his death. I don't want to face any of these pains or anything like that. I'm happy. I'm not necessarily thinking about the past, and I'm not thinking about the future. I am chilling. No impact whatsoever. And then a baboon shows up. And he asks the question, who are you? And Simba is reminded of who he is. He's reminded of his responsibility. And he's reminded of the fact that he is going to have to give up what makes him happy in order to do what is good, and that is going to have an impact. But in order to do that, you've got to run into the unknown. Now, there's a transition between Simba's realization and him going back to Pride Rock to face his Uncle Scar. And that is him running through the burning sands. There's nothing there. It is him facing his fears. It is him making the determination that he has to face the monster, which is one, forgiving himself, but also confronting his Uncle Scar. He is out there on his own for a moment. And finally, he arrives at his future self. But he didn't arrive there alone. Because if you remember the movie, Timon, Pumbaa show up. The lionesses show up, and together, they all make the individual action to do a group action to do the good so that it can have an impact, not just for themselves, but for those who are to come. Because if you remember at the end of the movie, the rains come, the vegetation returns, the animals return, and then there is a celebration. All because Simba chose to do that one act, to do what was for his good, but not only for his good, but for Pride Rock's good. And the impact, that ripple, that one stone, Miss Charlotte, would be felt not just by the lions, but by the zebras, the antelopes, the wildebeest. What I'm trying to say is this, is that each and every one of you here, by virtue of your sacredness and your power and your capacity and your creativity and your intelligence, that each and every one of you, you have the capacity of courage to take that one action to have an impact, not just on this campus and in your department and in your research, but gosh darn it, let it be a ripple effect throughout the city of Conway and the state of Arkansas. That is within each and every one of you. And so whatever that action is that you need to take for yourself, I say take it. If the campus is gonna close down at 12 o'clock today, that doesn't mean you gotta stop working. Get on your computer at home and continue to work. Take that one action. Ask yourself that one question. What is my future self? And what are the things that I need to do in my profession as a student to do those things for my good so that I can arrive at a place like Simba, an individual who understands who they are, why they're here, and what is their purpose. And you're in this room or watching this video because this team wanted to celebrate what you have done as individuals And as a group on this campus. So applaud yourself. When you get back to your team, if they're not here, applaud together and continue to work towards having a lasting impact that is not just for now, but it's 5, 10, 20 years from now. So thank you very much.
Wow. Thank you, Dr. Fletcher. We need differences. Bring your full self. Intimacy is a catalyst for collaboration. Do one small action. Enjoy where you're at. Remember, you could leave life right now. What are you going to do with that? Have courage to meet the future you. And what are the things you're going to do for your good and for the good of UCA and for the good of the community? Thank you. Great words today.
Hey, if you found something of value, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Find us on Facebook at Dr. Philip Fletcher. Find us on Twitter at Phil Fletcher. And as always, visit us on the website philipfletcher.org.